The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Monday, January 2nd, and the sports holiday gods have given us an extra day to be off work, an extra day to get laser focused. For those of you brand new, this is The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. I am the coach, and we run this back every single day. We are, as they say in the chat, the best cappers in the world. So many people had a great day on Sunday. I love it when we can do it together. Look at my recap screens. How about 23-8? 23-8 across all of our best bets, all of our props, all of our sides, all of our totals, 23-8. But as you know, Mondays end our week, so we are laser focused. We don't get caught up in what we've done. We get caught up in what we're about to do. So later today, Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time, more best bets, including our bet on the Rose Bowl. Kind of weird times today for the college games as well. And then tonight, Monday Night Football, perhaps the biggest Monday night game of the year. We'll be here live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time for the Bills and the Bengals. I need my one shot. I need my one shot because there is a man who 2 years ago said, that was yesterday. We have to look forward to today. That has been our mantra. That has been our motto. That is what we believe in at the Early Edge. And he's been gone the entire holiday season. But today, the man, the myth, the legend is back. Ladies and gentlemen, live. He is our OG of OGs. Oh, and back from assignment, the maestro, Larry Hartstein. It is so great to see your face this morning, sir.
Coach, what an intro. It is so great to be back. I mean, I have not been on the show. I have been working. I should point out, I want my boss to know that. But you guys have been incredible. And so I'm feeling a lot of pressure with my couple of picks today for Monday Night Football that they better hit to keep up this run that we're on. And the only other thing I wanted to say is, are you shocked at what the NFL is doing to the Jacksonville Jaguars? Because they go all out. They give the league the integrity that they want. And now they have to play on a short week against the Titans team that played Thursday, rested everyone. So a huge advantage for the Titans. I still don't think it's going to matter. I think the Jags will take care of business, but that should have been Sunday Night Football.
There is no question about that. But they are the type of team. We talked about it yesterday on the show. Doug Peterson's a competitor. This guy will just say, let's line up. Where are we going to play? So I don't think it's going to matter, but you bring up a very, very good point. So great to have the maestro back. Now the man that's been trying to unseat the maestro, don't act like you haven't been doing it while he was gone. Talk about a savage World Cup, and now the league seasons are back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the man himself. Buckets, happy new year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you as well. And I have no idea what you're talking about. I would never go after the maestro, especially while he's gone and I know he can't defend himself. That's not something I would do. I don't know what you're talking about.
Does the bucket seat ring a bell?
Never heard of it.
Wow. All right. The two nemesis, the two rivals on the show together at the same time. I'm here for it. Damn it. I love doing this show. Here we go. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. I got to tell you, I am fired up, maestro, for tonight. Finally, the NFL gods have given us something that we can sink our teeth into. The Bills and the Bengals have so much to play for. Start us off.
This is an incredible matchup. The Bills need to win out, and then they grab the number one seed, slight favorites in Cincinnati. The Bengals can also get the number one seed. They got to win tonight, beat the Ravens in Week 18, and have the Chiefs lose at the resurgent Raiders, who looked a lot better yesterday with Jarrett Stidham. So that is not out of the question. So the Bengals still have a shot for the number one seed, and they can wrap up their division tonight. A couple of things I want to throw out about this game. Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen, first ever meeting. Joe Burrow, 22-3 against the spread in his last 25 starts, which is just incredible. I'm sorry, 19-3 is the right number. And a couple key injuries to watch. Jordan Poyer for the Bills got in a limited practice Saturday, but didn't practice Thursday or Friday. This guy is so important to protecting the deep ball, deep part of the field. He's a difference maker. If he can't go or if he is limited, that opens things up for the Bengals to attack deep with Higgins and Chase. And on the other side, Sam Hubbard, the edge rusher for the Bengals, questionable, but did get limited practices all week. So I think we see him. One final note, we have a ref that is encouraging points, I will say. He is an over ref about 60% the past 2 years, talking about Sean Smith, does not call a lot of offensive holding, but does call defensive pass interference. So I'm looking for a shootout tonight. I'm looking for a lot of points. Great weather, you know, mid-50s, very little wind. So I think it's going to be great.
I cannot wait to break this down, just like the maestro just did right there. Pete Tot-Hito says, I love the positivity of the show, guys. Well, that's what we show you at home. But I'm telling you, these two guys are savages. Do not let the nice guys fool you. Now, we saw a lot of buckets during the World Cup, but we knew that this time was going to be coming. Buckets where a lot of teams take a lot of time off, and then they come back. Educate us on, La Liga?
A little bit of La Liga. Absolutely, Coach. It seems like every single week we're getting another league back and more teams back playing. 2 weeks ago, we got EPL back. Last week, we got Ligue 1 back. This week, we get La Liga back and Italy's Serie A back. So as of this Friday, this weekend, we will have four of the big five European leagues back in action, which just means more and more soccer every single day for us. The only remaining league we are missing currently in the big five is the German Bundesliga, which does not come back until the end of January. But I won't be mad with a little La Liga and Serie A this weekend, that's for sure.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I won't either. I will be tailing you. At one point, Maestro, while you were gone, Buckus was 17-2. At one point, he had a streak of 17-2.
While you that were did it. I'm aware of that. That did reach me where I was out on assignment.
Wow. Now, a lot of people are at. I'm just the host of the show, Buckus. I'm just the host of the show, and sometimes I got to ask questions that make me a little uncomfortable. Okay. So I don't know if a lot of people in the chat knew, but you put it on social media, so I feel like I can ask you. The date did not go off the other night, correct?
That is correct.
You got all dressed up, nowhere to go, right?
Yeah. I looked great too, though. I do want to say that. I looked fantastic.
But I want to pick you up today. Today I want to pick you. All right. I want to make you feel better about the fact that she got sick. She got sick.
I will say, I had a bunch of people tweet saying, like, Bucket, sorry your dank didn't go well, but you cost me $200 by not going out tonight. So you're the bad guy here. And I was like, that's fair. Man. That's fair.
That's right. Okay. Maestro, we were going to give out money to if the date went past 10 o'clock. And then it didn't
happen. When was it supposed to start?
Well, that part didn't matter. Right? I just didn't think it was going to last very long. So okay. I was willing to lose. The over-under was 10 p.m. That's okay. What it was. All right, let's get into our board for the day. And you know when we end our week on Mondays, we're different than every other brand out there. This is the end of our week. So today there are four big bowl games. We'll have three picks right now. Then we'll have the Rose Bowl on Early Edge in five. So Mississippi State, Illinois. We're going to take Illinois plus a three. Our model has them projected to win in a lot of different ways. But this is really about motivation and emotion. And we all know that Mike Leach, the incredible coach, charismatic, and he passed away just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So I don't know how much emotion Mississippi State will have. It could be good. It could be bad. We'll have to wait to see, but we're going to take Illinois plus the three. Then in the Cotton Bowl, this is a very interesting one. USC is only laying 2.5 to Tulane. Now, if Caleb Williams, who was the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, is even remotely healthy, this will be a blowout. It will. And he said just a couple of days ago, I'm going to go. I'm going to start. We'll see how that hamstring holds up. But we like USC minus the 2.5. Then the last one, Purdue plus 14.5. This is a perfect spot in your bowl season where you say, does this team really want to play? Does this team really want to do that? And LSU, towards the end of the season, really dropped off. We'll take the 14.5 from Purdue, and we'll ride it all the way to the pay window. Now, buckets. I told you we're going to prop you up. I told you we're going to focus on you. Today's about buckets. So I know there's one Premier League game today. But you have two picks on the show. So I'm going to allow you to go first. So you're driving the train. It's all about you today. So me and Maestro, we're just going to take a step back. The floor is yours. What do you got?
Well, as the conductor of this train now, this is my train moving forward. Yes, we do only have one EPL match this afternoon between Brentford and Liverpool. And usually, I don't like having multiple bets per game. However, there's a lot of value to be had in this matchup. First and foremost, we're going with the classic, both teams to score here. A little bit of juice here at minus 140. So if you want to parlay that with the over as well, I don't hate that look because I see a lot of goals here. Brentford is in really good form right now, attacking. Liverpool is in really good form right now, attacking. But neither team is playing defensive form at all. This is going to be a very open game with plenty of shots and a lot of opportunities for goals here. Take the both teams to score for our first pick. And then we're going for a player prop market, which is something that is new to the soccer field, is new to me, but is something that I am learning and exploring with some of these matchups. I'm looking at Darwin Nunez over 1.5 shots on target, also at minus 140 in this match. Now listen, Nunez ranks number one in shots taken per 90 minutes in the top 10 European leagues, averaging 9 shots a game right now. He is ranked 99th in goals scored, though. So he's a guy that just takes shots no matter where he is. He's launching them from all over the pitch. He'll shoot from midfield if he wants to. He's just going to go for shots. So take that shot on target market at minus 140 as well. And then finally, since I won't be on the show tomorrow, I do still want to share a pick for an early game tomorrow in our favorite league, the Turkish Super League. And I'm going to tell you right now, Coach, I was busy this morning and I do not know how to spell either of these teams. Not going to even pretend like I'm going to get through that. Wow. But we have a matchup between Antalyaspor Istanbul versus Fenerbahce Istanbul at noon tomorrow in the Turkish Super League. Take Fenerbahce money line at minus 130. This is the vastly superior team in this matchup. And this will be their first match coming back from the World Cup where they have their World Cup players returning to the squad. These guys that did well in the World Cup are hungry to get playing in league play. It's going to be a blowout. And minus 130 is incredible value for this match.
Man, look at you giving out future tickets, giving out today tickets. By the way, I have a question for you, Buckets.
Yep.
Do you know who the hottest handicapper is at Sportsline right now?
Like physically or based on their record? Because the maestro is here, so one of these has to go to him. But based on the record, I'm not sure, Coach.
I'm not talking about somebody's appearance, Buckets.
That's why I'm checking. No, I don't. I don't know who the hottest capper is right now.
You're looking at him, big boy. You're looking at him. 3-0 yesterday. 3-0, including a parlay that hit, where both teams won 38-10. I'm on fire. So I'm going to go next. And I got three plays today, and I cannot believe the lines that came out today in the NBA. It's a full slate. There's a lot of games, and I got three plays for you right here and right now. First, we're going to start with an afternoon tilt at Madison Square Garden, a place I used to work. The Knicks are hosting the Suns. We're going to take them on the money line, minus 115. All we have to do is win. The Knicks have been playing better. The Suns are not at 100%. It's an afternoon game, so we'll take it. We're only laying 15 cents. Come on, that's one. Number two, we're going to go with the Pacers on the money line. Also, minus 115. All they have to do is beat the Raptors. And the Pacers have been playing a lot better lately. And they're playing fast. Wait. I may have another pick on this game in the afternoon. I don't want to give that away yet. But the last several games, 131, 135, 129, 111, 117. Pacers are scoring. They're playing great. Let's take them on the money line. Then my third play today, the Hornets on the money line. Also, all three money lines are taking on the Lakers. Now, December 23rd, the Hornets beat the Lakers 134 to 130 in LA. This is the end of a five-game road trip that went over the holidays. The Lakers are gassed. They will get blown out tonight, and all we need is for the Hornets to win the game. Three moneyline plays, three cash tickets. Now, we named the spot for him. This is his spot. So, Maestro, soccer's done. Basketball is done. You're up for Monday Night Football. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to stay away from the side, but I have two props that I really love, and they're both posted on Sportsline. Those are using the Caesars odds. You can find better numbers if you search around. I'm starting with Stephon Diggs, only two catches last week. And only two targets because the Bills didn't need to throw the ball. They were playing the Bears. Josh Allen only threw 26 times. It was 8 degrees. The wind was howling. This is going to be great weather, as I talked about. Mid-50s, the wind talking about 5 miles per hour. Since the Bengals lost their top corner, Chidobe Awuzie, the opposing number one receivers have been able to go off. I think this is a game where Josh Allen, who made a point in saying, we need to get Stephon Diggs a lot more than two targets. I think they're going to throw it to him quick. I think it's going to be off, and I'm going to go over 5.5 catches. And then on the other side, Ja'Marr Chase over 82.5 receiving yards. I would like a replay of last year in week 17 when the Bengals were at home on this same exact date, January 2nd, against the Chiefs. He just went for 266. I'll take 83 tonight, and I think we'll get there because since he's come back, both of his home games, he has gone over this number, and people say, what about Tre'Davious White? Well, Tre'Davious White is not the same player that he was before the injury. He's actually been below average. Dane Jackson has been below average. Their outside corners for the Bills have not been good. Inside in the slot, Taron Johnson, that guy has been good. Kyrie Elam has been pretty good too. But outside, I think Chase, and especially when you talk about if Jordan Poyer is limited or out, the deep ball's in play. 39 targets the last three games for Ja'Marr Chase. Let's go over 82.5.
The Caddy Daddy says, the Maestro has my thinking. I love it. So do I. By the way, a little added bonus for you. If you all noticed in the chat who was there live answering questions, our resident genius, M Squared, and he just revealed he will have a side bet on Monday Night Football tonight on the show. Yes, Maestro.
Two things. One, it is a later start tonight, 8:30, because of the college football, a little bit later start. Later start. And number two, I would like to respectfully request, since I've been away, to come on the live stream tonight. Is there room for me, Coach?
I know a guy, and I think I can make that happen.
Awesome.
Are you all right, Buckets, over there? I can't always just answer I got to check. Did you take it? Are you going to spit? I thought you took a drink. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Oh, my goodness. All right. Eric says, no love for the World Juniors. I'm sure there's a junior playing somewhere. All right. Money Talk 2121 says, Coach, let's eat greedy today. Sometimes there's a misconception, Buckets, that when you have a good day or a good week that you can't continue to do that. We're going to continue to do that and end our week right with the Maestro on the live stream tonight with Sia Najat, with M Squared, with Prop Stars. It'll be five wide and no Buckets. You cannot be on the show.
I was just about to ask.
Do not even ask. Hell no. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. Maestro, two props from Monday Night Football. Stephon Diggs, over 5.5 catches. Little juicy, but Maestro, sometimes the juice.
It's worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is, and tonight's one of those nights. Ja'Marr Chase, over 82.5 receiving yards, minus 119. Then buckets. We have plays for today like Brentford, Liverpool, both teams to score, minus 140. Or Darwin Nunez, over 1.5 shots on goal, minus 140. Then for tomorrow, Fenerbahce, money line, minus 120. Don't think I don't know how to pronounce these soccer teams. Please. By the way, later this week, the debut of the Here and There parlay from Buckets himself. Then for me tonight, if you're going to cash with the coach, you're going to do it with these three games. Knicks on the money line, Pacers on the money line, Hornets on the money line. Then from Sportsline itself. And if you're not a Sportsline member, how about we start the new year and you do that? But I'll do you a solid. Use a promo code EARLY, and I'll give you 30 days for free. You can get all of the rest of the bowl games, NFL playoffs, NBA, NHL. You can get it all. And soccer as well. But today, three bowl games. Illinois plus the 3. USC minus the 2.5. Caleb Williams is scheduled to play for the Trojans. And then Purdue plus 14.5. It's a great spot. LSU has a lot more talent, but Purdue actually wants to be there, and they're healthier than LSU is. Don't forget Early Edge and 5 today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Then, of course, the Maestro and the entire crew tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time for Early Edge Live, counting down to the Bills and the Bengals. Damn it, this is fun. Now, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Buckets, Maestro, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Turn on your notifications. Don't miss one single second of our incredible content. It will cost you money. Hashtag, it pays to watch live. The Early Edge. Good luck.
Everyone is talking about if.
I'm going to go on a limb here, but I like it. I love it.
It's original and heartfelt.
Ta-da!
And the must-see comedy of the summer that's perfect for the whole family.
This is just so exciting.
If. Rated PG. Now playing in theaters.